Good boys.
This, like when you come down here to a first division team away from home, it's always a bit of a banana skin really for a Premier Division team, isn't it?
Yeah, listen, it's one of them ones that you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. But I think, as I said, to the players afterwards, they have to take great credit. They were very professional in how they went about tonight. They didn't panic. Even Tralee had a couple of little chances or half chances in the first half. Which was always going to happen. They have a big striker up there who's a real handful, and he made his presence felt. But I think once we got that first goal, that very much settled us, and we were able to kick on from there.
Probably a bit disappointing for you, the transitions in the first half didn't seem to be fluid and didn't seem to be going to where you wanted it to go. And that's, was that down to Tralee just playing four and fives in positions? Like?
Well, I think... I know if I'd have been in their shoes tonight, the manager's probably saying, let's block this off, let's get the first 15 minutes, let's get the 30 minutes, can we get into half time and stay in the game? And I think that's probably what they've done, and done really well, to be fair to them. Once you score, then their game plan has to change, and they have to come out and leave more spaces. And I thought we were much better whenever the spaces were left.
The reset happened in the second half where you changed your back five into a back three and let Adam have a bit more freedom with those substitutions as well, and it worked a treat.
Yeah, we got a second man up front, and it probably stayed in the front line a little bit better than maybe what it did in the first half. Albeit, as I said, I thought we played some really good football at times in the first half. We just probably didn't do enough in the final third, didn't get enough balls in box, didn't get enough numbers in box. But I think had we had done that, it would have been a really good first half for us. Second half, we knew that they're obviously a part-time team, and they would have tired. It was important that we took advantage when they did.
This is massive about being a squad game, and it showed in the second half with the substitutions you were able to make, and with boys coming on and getting a second hat-trick in three games.
Yeah, listen, it's great to have quality like that on the bench, and they're a very good bunch of boys. They work very hard. It's very competitive. And that's exactly what we need. That's exactly what you want. If you're going to have any kind of luck in the cup, you need to have the squad.
Most important thing, names in the half for the next round. A couple of juicy teams going ahead as well.
Yeah, I think probably now you'll find more of the bigger teams will all start meeting each other from this stage onwards. And if the plan's to get to the final, then you're going to meet them somewhere along the line.
As an experience, first FAI Cup game, what was it like?
Loved every minute of it. Like my whole experience in the League of Ireland up to now, I've absolutely loved every minute of it. Everywhere we go, big crowds, great games, great atmosphere. And as I say, loving every minute, really enjoying it.
Excellent. Thanks, James.
Cheers. Thank you. Appreciate it.